Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Great, as always, to speak to Iona Christian, who's recently got 25 national caps for Thistles. Iona, thanks for your time. First question, did you know that it was coming up?
So I wasn't aware until I think it was actually the day before, and Hannah Layton mentioned to me that we were going to have our 25th cap, and I think that's when I first realised. And then I think I mentioned it to my mum, and she thought she was playing it cool, but she said, oh yeah, I know. And I was like, how do you know about that? So yeah, it was nice to have a little bit of a fuss made about us at the end of that game.
It was nice as well, I suppose, that you were able to celebrate that with Hannah as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think we got our first cap together with Thistles, and every game since we've played together. So yeah, it was nice to do that with Hannah as well.
Really special as well that it was here in the UK as well and not halfway around the world.
Yeah, definitely. I think particularly for nations like Scotland, we don't get loads of test cap opportunities. So it was really special to get my 25th at the Celtic Cup in front of a home crowd. So that was really nice that some of my family could be there to watch as well.
Totally brilliant. Did you do anything in particular to celebrate, or maybe the focus was maybe on the next game?
Yeah, no, definitely. We had... a few photos and a few gifts and stuff after the game. But we had a few more matches left of Celtic Cup. So it was definitely just on to the next game.
Is there anything in particular that you'd pinpoint as being key in growing as a player in this time at Thistles?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think before Thistles, I hadn't really had loads of opportunity internationally. Even to go to a Commonwealth Games and a World Cup and to get opportunities against some of the top teams in the world, I mean, you come out of all of those games learning loads. So really grateful for those opportunities to learn on the international stage, and then also to have coaches like Kath and Tamsin and Sarah and Leslie, to be coached by those guys at international level as well. I've learned loads under all of them. So, definitely learned a lot.
And when Tamsin became head coach for Thistles as well, obviously she led you into Birmingham along with Sarah as well. There was that history between you, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. I think Tamsin as well, she was the one that asked me to come and play for Scotland when she got the role. I think if she hadn't asked me, I'd always knew that I was able to play there. But to get a bit of a nudge and a bit of a confidence boost to make the move was brilliant. And then obviously now with Kath coming in over from Australia to she's moved, her and her husband have moved her whole life over here, so it's great to have her input on the Thistles and kind of what she wants to implement. She's come over, she's really passionate about Scotland, she's got lots of new ideas. So between the pair of them, it's been great to have both of them as coaches.
I don't know if you managed to catch up on the podcast yet, but I spoke to Kath recently and she was nothing but full of praise for you as well, and just your overall attitude to games on court and just getting back onto court following giving birth. So, I mean, you didn't need me to tell you that, but the head coach of the national side saying things like that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's a massive compliment, and I love Kath, and she's... really supportive of all the players, and she really cares for all of us, as not just players but as people as well, and she definitely lives by that. So that's really nice to hear that she had positive things to say.
Well, give it a listen, it's a good half hour.
No, will do.
How important was obviously getting back to on court, giving birth to Laurie, and obviously Scotland's support as well since announcing the pregnancy?
Yeah, I think it's definitely had its challenges, obviously managing playing and training, being pregnant, and then managing the first few months of being a mum and the recovery to get back on court, and then now being fully back in training and competition and with a little one. It's definitely hard at times, but I've got so much great support. And like you said, the support from Scotland and Sirens initially when I was pregnant and after I'd given birth, to yeah, there were so many people that got around me and helped me get back on court and helped me manage that. It was absolutely brilliant. And then obviously now being with Forest and still the support from Thistles as well, kind of managing and having a family, I couldn't have really asked for more. I feel like very lucky to have good support around me from both the netball world and from family and friends as well.
Well, Iona, congratulations again. And here's the next 25.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.